Compass FM, Brian Price, principal of Swannanoa School. Welcome into Compass again, Brian.
Yeah, kia ora. Morena. How are you?
I'm really, really good. Thanks so much for coming in. Now, just a bit of a special note. Do you remember a guy by the name of Mark Teer?
Oh, look, he messaged me this morning.
Did he?
Yes.
My mate Mark Teer, he says, hey, Brian's on afterwards. You just sort of say good day to him from me, will you?
Oh, you've done it.
There you go.
A good bloke.
He's a wonderful bloke. So being a principal of Swannanoa School, how's the school going?
Yes, brilliant. It's going really, really well, actually. We're still back into routines now and we're able to come together and do all those things we couldn't do for so long. Yeah. We're really having a great year. Great bunch of kids, great community.
Oh, look, every school has got a great bunch of kids. You're actually really, really fortunate working in this industry. I know that there's been a fair bit of stress involved with teachers, don't get me wrong, but you are absolutely so fortunate to be dealing with or working with sponges, really.
Look, it's one of the best careers possible. The profession is absolutely awesome. Anyone wanting to get into education, I totally endorse. Look, it's what you make it, but it's one of those real positive careers that you can really make a big influence. Yes, there has been a lot of negativity around pay and strikes and things like that, workloads. But hey, peel all that apart. It's about what we do in front of the children that makes the biggest difference.
Yep.
And it's about, we want people with passion, dedication and drive and want to be there for the kids, right? We want to be there for the youth.
Do you remember one of your school teachers?
Oh, absolutely, I do.
Tell me.
Well, I went to a Catholic school, Brother McMiniman.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, he was awesome. He was cool. Yep. And
I had Brother Christopher. He was, I was a Marist boy in Invercargill. Brother Christopher, he was a very, very kind man. And he was a music teacher. Taught me how to sing back in the USSR by the Beatles. That was, what, 40 years ago?
Cool.
We played it here at Compass a couple of days ago and I knew every word. I haven't quite incredible. Teachers do have a lot. Hey, look, we're holding a non-profit event to celebrate Te Ranga Waewae. Tell me all about that.
Right. So next Wednesday from 3:30 to about 7 at the Rangiora High School. It's the first time we've done this. So we have a kahui ako, which is a community of schools and around Rangiora. So it's 18 schools plus about 30-odd ECEs. So it's early childhood, primary through to secondary. And it's the first time that we talk about Te Ranga Waewae around identity. And we call it our kahui ako is called Puketaraki. It's the mountain range that runs from View Hill all the way out to Broomfield, which is the spread of our schools that feed into Rangiora. And it's the first time we're coming together so that every school has an opportunity to show the identity of their kahui and of their kura or their school together. So it's a bit like an expo.
Yeah.
Yeah, an expo. So we'll have sausage sizzle outside, coffee carts and things like that, little putty. And it's an opportunity for people to come and see all the schools in action. First time we've ever done it.
So this is going to be at the Rakahuri block at Rangiora High School next Wednesday, did I hear you say?
Yeah, Wednesday,
3:30 till 7:30. I'm on holiday next week. I might actually come.
Yeah, look, that's just what we want. We want people just to rock through, you know, grab a sausage or just come and see what education looks like now. Talk to people, you know.
Yeah.
And first time, it's not competition, it's sharing, it's collaboration. We talk about collaborate, create, and communicate, and that's what we're doing together.
Well, this is all, I'm looking at a bit of a list here. The Kapa Haka performances, there's going to be Kai available all the time.
There'll be all sorts of manner of things and every school's just doing their thing, right? They feel comfortable doing. First time ever.
And you're being the spokesperson, Brian Price. Thank you so much for being that person. So, is there a cost to get in?
No cost at all.
Gee, the way that you said no and looked away then, that's sort of, nope.
Absolutely not. We just want people to come and see. It's a free event. It's a community event. It's the first time we've ever done it. And, you know, there's a lot of nervous people about, you know, the organisers and things like that. But look, we just want people to come and see the schools in action.
I think that's absolutely a stunning idea. Mm. Now, there has been a wee bit of pushback in regards to te reo out and about around the country. I've said to a number of people, look, don't worry about this because our grandkids are getting into this. Our kids are getting into this. Look, it's going to happen, isn't it? And this is a good showcase?
Yeah. It's actually, you know, tikanga and te reo, it's we are te reo. You know, gone are the days of being, you know, when we go overseas, no one wants to hear English. They want to. They want to see. Do you know some haka, some waiata? Tell us some stories. Tell us some tikanga.
Yeah.
You know, it's around. And a big part of what we do is actually trying to get our kids to understand their cultural narrative. You know, for example, Swaranoa. What's Swaranoa mean?
Yes.
Some guy from America came and bought some land. The Maori name we've got is Te Koromiku. It's the longleaf hebe, the hebe that grew in around the whole area that the Maori used for medicine, for lighting fires, and apparently, almost probably insensitive, but it was great for smoking moa.
Okay, okay, fair enough. Yeah.
But it's a great story, you know, and it's our story. It's our people, you know, and we should be embracing every opportunity to understand tikanga and te reo. It's the more you know, the more you can feel it, the more you can see it. We just had a kapa haka competitions on competition showcases happening now at the Baptist Church over the next couple of days. Beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful watching kids doing dance and movement, which is all about coordination, understanding what the waiata mean.
Teaching them how to do everything. Oh. Look, as I just mentioned before, if you're not into it, that's okay. Your kids are, and so are your grandkids.
Well, we should all be into it.
I totally agree with that. So let's just wrap this up at the Rakahuri block at the Rangiu High School next Wednesday, 3:30 to 7:30, a Tiranga Waiwai, for how each kura school has connected with their local narrative. Brian Price, Principal of Swananoa School, keep in contact with everybody.
Always good.
Compass FM. FM. FM.